You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is
God
Sherry
bless you.
Medlock.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 1, where we left off last time. Genesis, chapter 4, verse 1. Before we begin, let's remember with love Mr. Archambault, who passed on back to God in the last few days. Mr. Archambault is the father of our friend and our brother Fred Archambault, who worships with us here in the radio and in Trumpet of Truth. And Father, we just ask you to be merciful to Mr. Archambault, and we know that you're not willing that any should perish, so we ask forgiveness and mercy. And we ask that you will send the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, to his son Fred Archambault and his sister Arlette. We thank you, Father, that Jesus came and defeated death, whose name is the devil. Remembering Mr. Archambault with love. And now we go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Last week, God gave us the first prophecy in the Bible, which is found in Genesis 3:15. All of you Bible serious students should know this. What had happened, God had created a specific man through whom Messiah was to come. In the Hebrew, it is Eth Ha'adam, a specific man, the man Adam. And then he took one of Adam's ribs, which means curve, C-U-R-V-E, and made a woman, curvy woman, from the DNA. And God said, what I want you to do is I want you to get together and umbilical cord to umbilical cord through your lineage is going to become the Messiah, my son Jesus, to pay the sin debt which Satan had begun when he deceived God's children in the first earth age. Go back to Genesis 1 for that teaching. Well, before the man Adam and the woman could even say hello or have their first kiss, they were just staring at each other, along comes a beautiful, beautiful cherubim. A cherubim is an angel, and an angel is a young man. They never age. He's sometimes called a snake. He's not a snake. He's just lower than a snake's belly. He's sometimes called a dragon. He's a devil and dragon. He's Lucifer, Isaiah 14, and he's the one that said, I will be God. And he's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the Bible says, and Paul says in Corinthians, that this one, this tree of knowledge of good and evil, who is nobody but the serpent, not a snake, but lower than a snake's belly, he seduced Eve, he beguiled Eve. Corinthians tells us that, and it means he wholly seduced her. Oh my goodness. Now God had told the woman and the man, do not touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Touch is the Hebrew word means naga, means don't go there sexually, okay? Naga is a euphemism, don't lie with them. So Eve exactly broke that, she did that. Then she looks over at the man Adam and says, this is good, you try it too with the tree. So Adam nagas with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now this is double jeopardy, this is double impurity. So God appears on the scene and gives them all their punishment. And he tells Eve, you've conceived, and you're going to have trouble. It's going to hurt you to bear children. And the man Adam, you're going to have to earn your living by the sweat of your brow. Then he says to the serpent, the first prophecy, now we're back to square one, Genesis 3:15. Her seed shall bruise your head, but your seed shall bruise his heel. Meaning serpent, your seed, your children. Now, it's the serpent's seed, but the serpent is the devil, young man. Remember, okay, get it right. Don't think snake. Your descendants are going to bruise the heel of Jesus when you nail him to the cross. But her seed, when God gets Eve all straightened out, umbilical cord to umbilical cord will come the Virgin Mary, and her seed will be Jesus, and he will wound your head, serpent. You always go for the serpent's head. Yeah. Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. So they were both, Adam and Eve, the man Adam and woman Eve, driven out of the garden, and that's where we left off. We've got a conundrum here, because, see, she noggered with the devil there, and there's a seed in there. Remember, angel's a young man, and one of the Hebrew words even to make firm. Now, I don't think they really understand this yet. They're innocent. Here we go.
And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived.
Okay, so finally they get together. This is the first time now. It's just a short time from the time that sexual act happened in the garden, and she touched and noggered the tree of knowledge. She partook, and he partook. So God immediately got it straightened out and ran them out. And so then they got together. They don't know anything else. They knew this is a new thing, being a human being. So they get together now as man and wife, a very short period of time, a little distance between the tree and between Adam and Eve getting together. Everybody understand?
Yes.
And bear Cain.
Okay, Cain's name means possession, always wanting to possess, to control. Now, let's go on.
And said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
Now, first of all, she's very innocent. Any woman who has a baby says, it hurts so badly, the only way I could do this is if God helped me. So she doesn't realize that God didn't mean for her to have Cain, that she had sinned. She had noggered with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Cain is the serpent seed. The serpent is not a snake. He's a devil, just low down like a snake.
Verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel.
And she again bare his brother Abel. Now wait just a minute. Two? Yes. What happens when a woman's having a baby and out comes one and they say, hey baby, whoa, here comes another one. Twins. Whoa. Again means she continued in labor. She was laboring. And Cain came out. He was conceived first. And she continued to labor, say the manuscripts, continued in labor. Another baby came out, and it was Abel. Abel's name means vapor, and Cain's name means possessions. Now you see, they are twins? How could that happen? The conceptions were different times. When my mother's generation was alive on the earth, there was a newspaper article I heard about of a woman who had twins, and each one of a distinct different race. I mean, there was no doubt, nothing mixed, just one race and one another. And it was such a phenomenon in the world at that time. They said, what happened? And she said, it's very simple. One man came around and I was with him, and that's the first child, and he's one race. Then he left, another man came around, and I was with him, and he's of another race. So we have identical twins, which are conceived at the same time by the same father, and of course, they always have to be the same mother, and they look just alike. You've seen identical twins? But we have what are called fraternal twins. This means they were conceived not at the same time, but within a short period of time. Like the newspaper article I just told you. In other words, one man was there and he left and another came in. So we have Eve there with the tree, and then God drives them out, and then Adam and Eve get together. So a short period of time. And of course it can be different fathers. So this is how this happened. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
She continued and birthed twins. Now we have some more proof that they're twins.
And Abel was a keeper of sheep.
Oh boy. Somebody had already told Abel the plan that through the lineage, the pure lineage there of the man Adam and Eve, would come the great shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep. And Jesus would have already volunteered at Satan's overthrow, the catapult, in the first 3 days. Jesus says, I will be the lamb, sheep, slain from before the foundation of the world. So sheep is just a sign. In other words, this was going to be his profession. It was by him taking care of sheep, it showed that he had the pure pedigree, the pure seed line. Do you understand? Because see, all of God's true elect watch over the sheep. We care about the sheep. We don't want you going astray. We don't want you being sick. We don't want you missing your destiny. We want you right there standing beside us when God says, well done.
But Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Okay, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now we're going to learn here that Cain, being the serpent seed, the serpent is the devil, not a snake, that his Cain or any of his descendants cannot grow anything because their father is death. Remember, Jesus came to defeat death, whose name is the devil. And everything they touch dies. Now, they might own the farm, but they usually rent it out to sharecroppers or tenant farmers. They can't grow anything. Everything they touch dies. I've known human beings in the church who pretended to be saved, but I wouldn't let them lay their hands on me to pray for me to be healed, because as a suffocation comes over and you feel they're going to kill you, it just comes from that bad, not a pedigree, from Satan's seed.
3. And in the process of time, it came to pass.
Okay, after a few years, at a certain age,
that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
What it was, even though the law was not written down, God's law is always in effect. The children then, when they would grow up to be what we call the age of accountability, then they would take their first offering to the Lord to ask forgiveness and to show and give their lives to God. And it was a sign of they've come into, they're choosing God for themselves. But it was a certain age. It had to be an exact age. So Cain is coming. Now, if they're twins, shouldn't both of them come together?
4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof.
Yes, they had both reached, they were the same age, they were twins, so it was time for them to get an offering and go before the Lord and dedicate their lives to the Lord. Look at the description God uses. Abel's is so good. It's the firstlings of the sheep. Don't you ever just run in there and grab the last little throw a thing ring in your checkbook or in your purse there. God doesn't want that. And God says the fat is the Lord's. And so we're supposed to bring the first fruits, the firstling. As soon as you get it, whatever you get, the tithe belongs to God. But you notice he didn't even brag on Cain's. God's not being mean to Cain. He just got something out of the ground. God loves a cheerful giver. If you're not going to give hilariously, and if you just grab any old thing, your tithing offering ought to be one of the greatest worship times. You ought to see me. I shout and I dance because I am so grateful. The more I get, the more I can give to God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God loves that. He loves a cheerful giver.
And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect.
Okay, God saw Abel's heart. God looks on the, man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. He saw, and he also saw that Abel's offering was pure. See, I mean, you might give lots and lots of money, but if you have got ill will towards someone in your heart when you do that, it's not acceptable. And see, God could see Cain's heart. We're going to find that Cain was very jealous of Abel, and that's one of the characteristics of Satan. He was jealous of Jesus sitting on the mercy seat for eons and eons of time. That's why Satan rebelled in the world that then was and said, I will be God. So he's like father, like son. So Cain is jealous, and he's going to give an offering. If you've got anything against your brother before you give your offering, you get it right. Give with a pure heart. And that's why some of you aren't blessed. You haven't been given right. Let's clean it up and then give. And God will bless you, bless you, bless you.
And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Now, one of the marks of Cain, who is a serpent seed, is the same mark of the devil and all of his children right on down to today. Poor little me, I've been done wrong. It's not fair.
6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?
If your heart was clean, you know perfectly well, Cain, I would have accepted. But Cain, I see this mischief in your heart there. I see what you're plotting against your brother.
And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door.
Cain, I'm looking at you, and you are opening the door to sin. So he saw that, and he would not accept his offering. If you're living in sin, and habitual sin, we all sin, you repent immediately when you do, but if you're living in habitual sin, you're going to have to get rid of that before God will accept an offering or accept you.
And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
I see what you're plotting, that you want to overpower Abel. One of the signs of Cain and of the devil is they want power, power, power. Say it in the political system. All of these people trying to transform America into a socialist common thing. Power, power, power. And that's always a sign of Cain. And he said, you want to have power over your brother. You want to control him.
8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother.
Many of the manuscripts said, he said to Abel, let us go into the field. Hey, brother, we're going to be friends here. You and I twins, let's go and see how my crops grow in here. Uh-oh.
And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him.
Cain was the first murderer. He killed his own brother, Abel. This is mentioned all through the Bible in Matthew 23. Jesus was talking to the descendants of Cain. He said, you generation of vipers, you slay righteous Abel. And the Epistle of John mentioned that that Cain slew Abel. So Cain is the first murderer. God would say in John 8:44, your father was a murderer from the beginning. He was talking to the descendants of Cain. We'll talk about those in a few minutes.
And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not.
One of the marks of Cain is that they lie through their teeth. Watch the news.
Am I my brother's keeper?
The other mark is that they don't care about people. The politicians who are the Kenites, they, all that sweet stuff they talk to you, they couldn't care one thing about you. They would watch you die and sit and eat their food. It's all a lie. They don't bear their brother's burdens. Be careful about people who don't feel your pain if you're closely attached to them. There's something wrong there.
10. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
How could Abel's blood be crying out to God? Because God knows the life is in the blood. And God hears the cry of the blood.
11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thine hand. 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength.
Okay, you're a tiller of the ground. The ground is going to be cursed for you, Cain. You will not be able to grow anything. And even to this day, Many of the Kenites will just own the farm, but once again, they rent it out to tenant farmers or sharecroppers. This especially happened a lot in early America, but they can't make anything grow. Now, if you're one of those people that all your flowers die and your vegetables die, that doesn't mean you're Kenite, but you might be. Kenite can be saved, you know.
A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth.
Vagabond. Why would they be a vagabond? Because Cain is a murderer and is always looking over his shoulder, afraid somebody's going to catch him there. In Jeremiah chapter 35, the descendants of Cain, they're called the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, and they had were vagabonds, and so they moved into the city of Jerusalem and pretended to be one of the tribes. They pretended to be our beloved brother Judah, J-U-D-A-H, whom we love very much, but they weren't. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, they're the synagogue of Satan. They say they're Judah, but they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. So they're vagabonds because they have to look over their shoulder all the time because they're always up to no good and someone's going to find out.
13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
Poor little me.
14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid.
You think Cain meant that? Lord, I'm not even going to get to worship you. Now, one of the greatest methods of Satan and the Kenites is in the pulpit. And that's why they pull this, and that's why biblically ignorant Christians get deceived. Watch out for it. It's one of the four hidden dynasties. Oh, Father, how am I going to worship you? Okay.
And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that findeth me shall slay me.
Who are these people that will want to kill and kill Cain? The six-day creation, Genesis 1:26. That word man is mankind in general. What would that be? Red, yellow, brown, black, and white. The male and female plural made he them. That was a six-day creation. God said it's very good. And they were the hunters and fishermen and herdsmen. God loved them. They were God's children, but they were not the seed line of the pedigree through whom Messiah could come. But they knew better than to have a murderer around. If they found out the devil had a child, he had killed his brother, they'd want to kill him, because in all heathen nations, everybody seems to know that a murderer shall be put to death.
15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain.
Okay. So what God's going to do here, he says, I'm going to protect you, Cain, not because I approve of what you did. Understand that the devil is not yet destroyed. God's got him on a leash. The devil, who is the serpent, but not a snake, and his children, the Kenites, play a very important job testing you. Soon and very soon, the devil will come pretending to be the Savior. God saveth the Asarta. And the Kenites, the devil's children, Cain's descendants, are going to gather around him and convince the whole wide world that the Antichrist is the Savior. And most of the Christians, half the body of Christ, will be deceived. So the Kenites and the devil play a very important job in testing God's children. If the devil has never pummeled you and you've never been beaten to a pulp, got back up by the word of God, by the blood of God, and by pure faith in Jesus, then you're a hothouse lily and you don't have any faith muscles. So the fallen angels are coming with Satan, but the Kenites are going to gather around the Antichrist, who will be Satan. So God says, I'm going to protect you because I need you to test my children. Now, what is the mark? It's a hidden mark. The hidden word is Cain. The mark is discernment of spirits. If you have discernment of spirits, you can tell when there's a Kenite. If you have discernment of spirits, you can see them on the television screen, a politician promising you all kind of great things, promising you the moon's made with cheese and you don't get even a piece of pie. And you'll see a snake, if God so opens it, crawl out of his mouth. I saw this in one of the ones that overwhelmingly deceived all of America. You will feel them coming in, the back of your hair on the back of your neck will stand up. They can walk into a room and you feel a shudder, a discernment of spirits, and you just know it. You know there's something wrong. Now, some of you say, oh, I don't do that. I know. But what about when somebody good walks in where everything's in turmoil? What about somebody kind and loving and hopeful and filled with prayer and someone is going to reach out God? Don't you feel better when they walk in? So you see, it's not a tattoo. It's not a computer chip. But it's a mark. God says, I'm going to mark you, Cain. They're marked today. I can spot them in a moment. I've seen them with snakes coming out. And this is very natural. I see beyond the veil. I'm sorry if you don't do that. Ask God to get. I didn't ask for it. It just came. And there they are. And see, you need to know this. That's what's messing up Washington. That's what's come in this thing to destroy America, make us a godless America, and turn us away from our Savior. All of this is the battle between the Kenites, the devil's children, and God's elect. And you just sitting around worrying about your little four, and you're no more.
Lest any finding him should kill him. 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east side of Eden.
He thought he would leave there. Maybe nobody would hear about him killing his brother. Thank goodness they didn't have social media then.
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived.
Ah, he got a wife in the land of Nod. From where did he get his wife? The six-day creation, Genesis 1:26. That word man doesn't mean the man Adam and the woman Eve. It's mankind in general. Go to the mall, red, yellow, brown, black, and white. God said, replenish, replenish, replenish. Remember, too, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. So he got him one or two wives, actually. One wife, two wives later on of the six-day creation.
I bear Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch.
Okay, one of the marks of Cain is that they are builders of city. They are city people. Remember, they can't grow anything. They like the cities, and they are usually the slum landlords. God hates cities. Isaiah says God hates cities. God doesn't want us stacked on top of each other with all that nerve-wracking mess with too much human being. We need acreage. We need fresh air. And so they are builders of cities. They are city people. Well, look at the cities. How about Chicago? Boy, you can see they've been in there, can't you? And other places, too.
18. And unto Enoch was born Arad.
Now, he's going to give you just a little bit of the genealogy of Cain to show you there is no good seed left. There's nobody. Abel's dead. The man Adam and Eve don't have. There's nobody to bring the Messiah in. The six-day creation weren't chosen for that. It was only through the man Adam, that pedigree. But look, the devil's children are growing.
And Arad begat Mahulah. And Mahulah begat Methusiel.
Sounds a lot like Methuselah, doesn't it? The devil is a copycat. So is Cain, his child.
And Methusiel begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of one was Adar, and the name of the other, Zillah.
Adar is also called Ada and means Beulah, and Zillah means shade. Now we're going to watch out the personality of Lamech. He's a descendant of Cain. He's a Kenite. Cain's descendants are Kenites. Make sure you understand that's K-E-N-I-T-E-S. It is not with a C. That's a whole different bunch of people. The descendants of Cain, Cain being the child of the devil, are the Kenites. Now watch the mark of Lamech, the mark of Cain.
20. And Adar bare Jabbar. He was the father of such that dwell in tents, and of such that have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal.
Okay. One of Lamech's sons here name is Jubal. Baal could also be Baal. Let's see what this mark is. This is a mark of Cain.
He was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ.
A musician! Now, all of us musicians are not descendants of Cain. Don't be surprised, because in Ezekiel 28, Ezekiel 31, Isaiah 14, Lucifer was so beautiful, so talented, so anointed, his body made music. He led praise and worship for years and years. But see, he knows how to twist the music. Look at the beautiful people on the scene of life who have great talent, and they don't go for the God's work. They don't go for God's to use their music for God's work. They go to the world, the pop stars. Look, most of them die very young ages on drugs. See what the music can make a mess. And I can tell you, as a musician, there's a different beat that ought to be in the church. It's called a holy beat, and it shouldn't be the harlot beat. That doesn't mean it's not fast. We just played some fast music or anything like that. But there is an atmosphere, and music has already infiltrated much of Satan's music in the churches. But so he misused the talent. But music. So look at all of the, on the pop culture, look at all the people hating Americans, spouting out things. Look at how many of them are musicians.
22. And Zilhar, she also bare Tubal-Cain.
All right, named after Cain there. Jubal and Tubal, the Baal boys, the Baal boys. Cain was having everybody and his descendants worship Cain's father, the devil, and he was called Baal, Jubal, Tubal.
An instructor of every artifice in brass and iron.
He was a metallurgist, metals.
And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Namar. 23. And Lamech said unto his wives.
Now, listen to the personality of a Kenite.
Adar and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech.
Listen up, women.
For I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt.
I just killed two men. Good for me. Mark of Cain, natural born killer. Have you noticed how that some of these people can slit throats, and we see it on TV, and one of them is gurgling over there and dying? The murderer goes and gets him some nice food to eat. Natural born killer. Is it a natural born killer to let a woman have the baby and the baby come out alive and be lying there? And then the doctor and the lady said, shall we let the baby live or shall we let the baby die? Is that a sign? Is that a natural born killer?
24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold.
Now, he made up that. God didn't say that. They had obviously told how God had said he was going to protect Cain. So what Lamech does is another sign of the Kenites. They twist the scripture for their own purpose.
25. And Adam knew his wife again. And she bare a son and called his name Seth.
Now, this again does not mean she continued in labor. It means they finally said, whew, let's get together again. Okay? And so now we got a new son, Seth. Seth means compensation.
For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew.
Now they're understanding the seed. The seed line had to stay pure, right on down, umbilical cord, until Mary the Virgin. Her seed would be Jesus, and Jesus would bruise his, that old serpent's head, death, whose name is a devil.
26. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his son Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord.
It begins to tell us, okay, at least Seth had a son. Then began men to call the name of the Lord is incorrect. It reads, men began to profane the name of the Lord. Why? Because the seed of the devil, Cain's descendants, were multiplying. You see all of that genealogy? But we were way behind here, and Seth's just got one son. But listen to me. In the first earth age, Satan, when he rebelled, one-third of God's children went after him. But you know what happened? There was a whole third just sitting there watching the show. The same people that don't do anything but watch and never do anything. So God had won the majority. Just look at it that way. Yes, all the world is going to go after the Antichrist. The Kenites are going to make sure you do that. But there's always a small group, and God had won a majority. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Well, normally I do mystery moment, but I just gave you the mystery moment. So we'll save those questions and answers. But I want to introduce to you the owner of the produce place, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson, the produce place, Sun Tree, Florida. Scott Merson, how are you, Scott?
I'm doing very good, Miss Sherry. The whole thing was the mystery moment.
Was it? We had them all. So David left his stuff in the cart, and Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
The Lord does not hold the pagan world primarily responsible for the deception that abounds. He holds the church accountable, for salvation in Christ is through his body, the church. Mark 16:15, Ephesians 1:22.
Fantastic. That is so great, Scott. Thank you. God bless you. That is so great. Thank you. I'm going to pray for the sick in just a moment, so get your sick loved ones. But first, let me pray for those of you who are not saved, or maybe you're not sure you're saved. Pray this with me and mean it, and God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let's go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Amen. 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 Now in a moment, Scott's going to give you my telephone number, so if you were saved and meant that, feel free to call and leave a message for me, and I will be glad to pray with you. I won't get you live there, but I will pray for you. And I'll certainly welcome you into the family of God. Now, for those of you who are sick, Father, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask, please, that from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. I ask you to go into the lungs where there is congestion and dissolve the congestion. Let it be dissolved easily and painlessly. And let the wind of the Holy Ruach blow through the lungs, restoring good air and good breathing. And into the sinus cavities, let there be good breathing. We speak to the gums in Jesus' name. We ask you to move into the gums and rebuild the gums and prepare the tissues and any kind of root canal. Let you do it, God, in Jesus' name. Let cavities be filled and missing teeth be reproduced. Let ears hear and eyes see. Let legs walk. Let stomachs be healed. Let gastrointestinal problems, dear God, be healed. Let there be peace and let there be ease in Jesus' name. Hearts and lungs, everything be healed in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. We give you glory. He sent his word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions in Jesus' name. Now, if you were healed, and somebody was, I felt that power going out there, feel free to call and tell me. I want to give a special thanks to our wonderful announcer, Scott Merson, the owner of the produce place in Sun Tree, Florida, for your beautiful Scott stuff and all the other ways you help our work. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you. And, you know, Jesus says, thy word is truth. In John 17:17 and Revelation 19:13, it says, his name is called the Word of God. Remember that nothing is given you to keep. Boy, are you learning. You are getting the mystery of God. If you're sincere about serving God, you know what I did when I first learned all this? I sat down verse by verse and memorized Hebrew, so I could speak intelligently with it. I just memorized. I got the story, and everything, even more than I'm giving you, because on the air was somewhat limited there. And so get this, get these first six chapters, and then you've got something to tell to the nation. So I want you to study that and go and tell. Now remember, until next time, this is Sherry Medlock, your host, and I love you, and I appreciate you listening. God bless you. God make his face to shine upon you. God go before you, make the crooked ways straight, and give you peace. And until next time, don't forget, we're going to meet together as the family of God, and this is Sherry Medlock with my announcer, Scott Merson, saying, come and worship with us. Let's hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of
calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is Today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Hi, friends. Paul Esposito here, station manager of WMIE 91.5. Next week, The Offering is kicking off. That is our semi-annual fundraiser here at the radio station, where we are raising up $35,000 for another 6 months of commercial-free broadcasting here at WMIE. Praise God, we're at $15,000 already, thanks to all of you who have already responded by mail. That puts our goal for next week at $20,000. If you'd like to help us raise any portion of that, you can call here during the week at 321-632-1000. And join us Monday morning for The Offering.
God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, moon and stars in their courses.
I'm was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me.
Time. Oh, you are good to me.